Charlie works out.
Hey, how do I look?
Incredible. All men want to be you. All women want to be with you.
Could you at least look at me before you answer?
Charlie sits up.
I stand corrected. All men want to be with you.
Charlie, come on. I am really nervous here. This is my first real date since college. What the hell is this?
Bourbon.
You drink bourbon while you work out?
Gin makes me sweat.
Charlie swigs from his bottle.
Look, don't turn this into a bigger deal than it needs to be. You met a woman, you asked her out to dinner.
But, technically, she asked me out. See, I was in the market, and she needed advice on picking out corn, and there were no employees around, because there never are. And even if they are, they're not knowledgeable, at least about produce, anyway.
Thank God you were there.
Tell me about it. So I explained that you have to partially husk a few ears to check the firmness of the kernels. Next thing you know, she asked me out.
Well, I guess that's why they say no one gets more action than a greengrocer.
They say that?
No. The point is, it's just dinner. You'll go, you'll bore her to death, you'll come home.
Yeah, I know, but I want to look good while I'm doing it.
You look fine. Just relax. Be yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, you think I should bring some condoms?
Why?
Well, I see the public service commercials and... Yeah, you're right. See you later.
Alan leaves and Charlie takes another swig from his bottle.
Oh, feel the burn.
Later, Charlie's in the living room reading a men's health magazine. He takes another swig of his exercise bottle. His brother Alan comes home with his leggy blonde date attached to him. Lip locked, they don't notice Charlie as they go down the hall. Charlie looks shocked. With a furrowed brow, he glances at his exercise bottle and purses his lips. Alan runs in.
I think it's going well.
Alan gives Charlie the thumbs up sign.
Men, 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 manly men, men, men.
A caption, 2.5 men. Charlie lies awake.
My God, Alan, you're like a machine.
I'm a love shark, baby. If I stop making love, I drown.
Okay. Wait a sec.
Sharks don't growl.
All right. I'm a love bear. If I stop making love, I prevent forest fire. Put that out.
Berta, the heavy housekeeper, is washing up in the kitchen.
Morning.
Morning.
She sniffs Charlie's bottle.
I see you've been working out again.
Charlie pours himself a coffee.
Yeah, well, it's good for my heart. I figure the liver damage makes it kind of a push.
Morning, all.
Morning.
Morning.
Alan, in his dressing gown, takes a jug of orange juice out of the fridge. He stands chugging straight from the jug as Berta and Charlie observe him. Alan smiles at Charlie and Berta.
Thirsty.
Alan.
He grabs glasses and runs out.
Well, gadzooks. Sippy's getting his freak on.
Berta's mouth drops open.
Yeah, it seems we're living in an age of miracles.
I guess if they can put a man on the moon, they can put a woman on your brother. Who's the girl?
I don't know. He met her at the supermarket. Helped her pick out corn.
Corn? Huh. Well, I'm not in any position to judge. I once did a guy for a tank of gas.
Berta leaves Charlie grimacing at the kitchen table. Later, Charlie plays the grand piano in the living room. Suddenly, skinny Alan, wearing only a towel around his waist, dashes through the room. Charlie looks up from the piano, raises his eyebrows, and stops playing. Alan rushes back in, carrying something.
Hey, Alan? Alan?
Yeah?
What you got there?
Basting brush, chocolate sauce, rubber gloves. You know what we're gonna use them for?
No.
Neither do I.
Charlie?
I have never had sex like this before in my life. In fact, I don't think anything I've had prior to this can even be called sex. Because if you call that sex, we need a new name for this. My suggestion would be Hootenanny Yum Yum.
I'm happy for you.
Me too. Do we have a step stool?
Hallway closet. Thank you. You might want to pace yourself.
Yeah, right.
Charlie opens the door to Judith and Jake Harper, Alan's ex-wife and son.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, boy.
Come on, TV.
I don't see why not. You got eyes and a butt.
Jake runs in.
Where's Alan?
He's here.
Well, may I speak with him?
Charlie stands frozen in the doorway, then takes a deep breath.
Sure, why not?
Charlie approaches Alan's room.
Okay, okay, wait a sec. Ta-da!
Alan pokes his head out of the doorway.
Not a good time, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I thought you might like to know that your ex-wife and son are here.
But she's not supposed to bring him till Friday.
It is Friday.
But not until 5.
It is 5.
Okay, cover for me. I'll be right out.
Alan.
Yeah?
You might want to take off the rubber glove first.
Good thinking.
After looking down at the glove, Alan shuts the door.
He'll be right out.
Thank you.
So.
Judith and Charlie look in the direction of the thump.
How are you?
What's going on in there?
Alan's moving furniture around because he's constantly redecorating.
Sorry, I was taking a nap.
His hair askew, Alan joins them.
So what's up?
I just wanted to remind you that Jake has his karate tournament tomorrow morning.
Okay.
What's that on your face?
Just a little chocolate sauce.
Charlie rubs it off.
Thank you. Got it. The karate tournament tomorrow morning.
Alan, what's going on?
What's going on is I was lying in bed, eating a sundae.
After moving furniture.
And I fell asleep in some chocolate sauce.
Goodbye, Alan.
Alan and Charlie watch Judith march out the door.
I think she bought it.
You think?
No. Why didn't you just tell her you've got a woman in there?
I don't know. It just seems wrong.
She threw you out. You're divorced. You have nothing to feel guilty about.
It's not guilt. It's more shame.
What are you ashamed of?
Charlie, I spent 12 years with Judith. We went through a lot together. You can't just erase all of that by lapping chocolate sauce out of another woman's navel.
Kind of my fault for asking. Now, what do you want to do about Jake?
Oh, my God, Jake's here. I don't want him to know I'm dating.
This is not dating, Alan. This is rubber gloves and step stools.
All right. You distract him, and I'll sneak Nancy out and drive her home.
Fine.
Alan runs towards his bedroom. Wrong. In the kitchen.
It's just wrong. So wrong. Hey, Jake, you want to go shoot some hoops?
In a minute.
Jake slumped in front of the TV. Charlie signals to Alan to go. Alan gestures, then Charlie draws a TV set in the air. Alan looks confused. Charlie rolls his eyes.
He's oblivious. Just go.
In a minute.
Charlie watches as Alan pulls Nancy by the hand and races out the front door.
Men, men, men.
Later, Jake is sprawled in front of the TV. Charlie's on the phone.
No, he's still watching TV. Hold on, I'll check. You hungry?
What are we having?
I don't know. Just tell me if you're hungry.
That depends on what we're having.
Okay, what do you want?
What do you got?
He's not hungry. So I thought you were taking her home and coming right back. You checked into a hotel? No, you're right. Driving that way is dangerous. One pothole can change your life forever. When's the last time you ate something? Quit giggling, you know what I mean. Okay. Okay, look in the honor bar for some Gatorade or something. Dehydration is the enemy. All right, have fun. See you later.
I am hungry. What's for dinner?
What do you want?
What do you got?
Charlie's jaw tightens.
I think there's a couple of steaks in the freezer.
I want chicken.
Charlie shakes his head.
He's just wrong. So very, very wrong.
Charlie and Jake each toss a chicken bone into the takeaway bucket on the sofa.
You full?
Yeah.
Good.
Why, what else we got?
You said you were full.
I am.
Good.
They stare at the TV.
But what else we got?
Sorry, I'm late. I had to go to the office for an emergency, and I got a flat tire. And so I had to wait for the auto club to come and change it, and I didn't have my card, and the guy had to check me on the computer, even though I've been a member since 1989. and that's why it took till now for me to get back.
Huh. Thought you were here.
I missed you, Alan.
Thank you. Can I speak with you for a minute?
Uncle Charlie, what's for dessert?
You said you were full.
Not for dessert.
Okay, what do you want?
What do you got?
How do you not kill him?
They step into the living room.
Charlie, I feel horrible about what I'm doing.
Then you're doing it wrong.
No, I feel like I'm abandoning my child.
Alan, weren't you listening? He didn't even notice you were gone.
That's not the point. What kind of man chooses sex with an insatiably hot stranger over quality time with his little boy?
Oh, I don't know. A man who was married for 12 years and had sex 12 times.
You're right. I deserve this.
Exactly. So go enjoy yourself.
Well, I do have the room the whole night.
Yeah, most of your better hotels prefer you do it that way.
Okay, just make sure Jake goes to bed early. He's got karate in the morning.
Which, of course, you'll be back for.
Charlie, trust me.
You, I trust. It's him I'm worried about.
Charlie points to Alan's pants. Later.
What? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. I have to take him to karate? Alan, it's 6:30 in the morning. What kind of maniac broad did you hook up with?
She's incredible, Charlie. I've never met anyone like her.
A snorkel swims towards Charlie in a bubble bath.
Oop, gotta go.
Charlie, still sleepy, opens the door to Jake's dimly lit room. Jake's fast asleep.
Jake, wake up. Well, I tried.
Hey! Anybody home?
Right here.
Charlie's on the sofa.
Where's Jake?
I don't know. Didn't he have a karate tournament?
Yes! You were supposed to take him 3 hours ago. Well, why didn't you take him?
He wouldn't get up. I tried everything.
What time did he go to bed?
I don't know. I crashed around 2 and he was still going strong.
He was up past 2?
He said he's had coffee before, but that was a lie, right?
Okay, all right. It's not important. The karate was his mother's idea. Listen, I need to ask you for another favor.
Oh, come on. Put it in the holster, Wild Bill.
No. This isn't about sex. I need you to watch Jake for the rest of the weekend so that Nancy and I can go to Vegas and get married.
Oh, God, Alan. There's no need to marry the woman. If you don't want to have sex anymore, just tell her.
No. You don't understand. This is beyond sex. We're in love.
Alan holds out his arms and grins.
Alan, come here.
Ow! Charlie smacked him on the forehead.
You are not in love. You're besotted.
No. I have never felt like this about a woman before. We have a bond that transcends the physical.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of a spiritual thing?
Yes.
Okay, I can understand that. So where's she from?
She's from around here.
Where?
Supermarket.
Charlie smacks him.
Ow! Charlie, stop that! I have thought this through, and I am really and truly in love with...
Nancy.
I knew that. I was looking for the proper adjective to describe her.
Nuts? Easy? Limber?
Charlie, you started off on the wrong foot with my first wife. Do not make the same mistake with... wonderful Nancy.
Okay, you're right. This is not about her. Come here, sit down.
You gonna hit me?
Well, let's see how it goes.
Charlie sits Alan down on the sofa.
Okay, look. I've never been much of a big brother to you. I didn't protect you from bullies. I wasn't around when you started dating and when you got married and had Jake. And you know why?
Why?
I was busy getting laid. Which makes me the perfect big brother to help you now. I've been through this. I know what it means to confuse sex with love.
That's not what I'm doing, Charlie.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about me, and I've been down this road many times. I remember this one girl. We had this unbelievably hot weekend together. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced before, and I proposed. I begged her to marry me.
Wow. Where'd you meet?
Detention.
This was in high school?
Eighth grade. And then years later, it happened again with a different woman. Instant chemistry. The sex was unbelievable. I was convinced we were soulmates, so I threw myself in her. I did everything I could think of to get her to marry me. And you know what? If she'd said yes, I'd now have a 67-year-old ex-wife on a belly dancer's pension.
Alan does the math.
So what I'm trying to say is you're not the first guy to mistake passion for true love, and you won't be the last. And if someone had taken the time to tell me what I'm telling you now, I could have saved myself a lot of heartache.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, make sure Jake doesn't fill up on junk food and I'll call you from Circus Circus.
Alan goes to leave.
Circus Circus?
You're right. Money should be no object. What's the hotel with the pirate show?
I'm sorry, Alan, but I'm gonna have to knock you out.
Hello?
Mom, thank God you're here.
Oh, I don't need your sarcasm, Charlie.
No, I mean it. I need you. Alan needs you.
What's going on?
Alan? Tell Mom your plans for the weekend.
No.
Why? Embarrassed?
No.
Ashamed?
No.
Scared?
Yes.
Sweetheart, I'm your mother. You can tell me anything.
Okay. I met a wonderful woman in the supermarket a few days ago, and we're getting married.
I see.
She smacked him.
Sake, if you're that horny, find a nice call girl, put her on retainer.
This is not about sex.
Oh, please. What else could it be?
Oh, it could be love.
Yeah, sure. Who is this woman? What does she do?
She does Alan.
Okay, that is how it started. But in the last day and a half, it has blossomed into so much more.
Oh, my randy little nincompoop. Listen, if I had gotten married after every weekend of hot, sweaty debauchery with a virtual stranger, you'd have, well, many more stepfathers than you already have.
She knows what she's talking about, Alan. Mom's been on more hotel pillows than a chocolate mint.
Alan looks his well-groomed mother up and down.
Don't help me, Charlie. Now, this is sweetheart, no offense. But since you're dirt poor and living with your brother, one must ask, what kind of woman would agree to marry you? Unless she's a little slow or looking for a green card.
Listen to your mommy, Alan.
No. Now, I am going to listen to my heart. And for your information, she hasn't agreed to marry me. In fact, I haven't even asked her yet.
But you're planning to?
Yes.
I'm not going to hit you, darling. Charlie.
Ow!
Charlie hits him.
Okay, look, I will thank you both to let me live my own life. I love Nancy, and Nancy loves me. And if this is a mistake, then it will be my mistake. Hello? Nancy, you miss me? I miss you. Listen, there's something I want to ask you, but I want to do it in person. Okay, I understand. Yeah, sure, bye. Her husband came back a day early. Okay, my mistake.
Jake jumps in the room wearing a karate suit. Charlie and Alan watch TV.
You hungry?
What do we got?
What do you want?
I don't know. What are my choices?
You can cook something or go live on the street.
I'm not hungry.
ITFC audio description.
men, men,